Most of them. Well, does Halloween support witchcraft? Another question would be, whose celebration is Halloween? Witches have 8 major festivals throughout the year. 4 solar festivals, 1 at both equinoxes, 1 at both solstices. The other 4 occur almost midpoint between the solar festivals. The most famous of all the witchcraft festivals is the celebration of Samhain. That's what witches call Halloween. They don't call it Halloween. They call it the worship of Samhain, Satan. Their other one, I mean, not to dump everything on Halloween, May Day is their other big deal. Isn't it interesting how big that is or was in communism? May Day, the maypole, the whole deal. All has to do with fertility and pagan. But Samhain, or Halloween, is the beginning of a witch's new year. It's a time, and I quote from a witchcraft manual, we can most effectively communicate with the dead, end quote. That's the day they're in touch, and they download all they can. A little history is in order. The Dictionary of the Occult and Paranormal states simply this: originally, a pagan festival of darkness, fire, and death, All Hallows' Eve, was celebrated by the Celts in Northern Europe. Halloween was an important date for the witch's calendar. And that's right from an occult handbook. Pagan, darkness, death are important on the date in the witch's calendar. These words are clear and graphic. But what are the details? If you look in the Encyclopedia of Man, Myth, and Magic, it puts it this way: All Hallows' Eve, or Halloween, was originally a festival of fire, worshiping the dead, embracing the powers of darkness. It was the evening of October 31st. It was the night before the Christian festival of All Hallows' Day. At All Hallows' Day, commemorations of the saints and martyrs was first introduced in the 7th century. Its date was changed from May 13th to November 1st to Christianize it, as I already said. But before the coming of Christianity, the pagans had 2 fire festivals every year: May Day, the eve of May 1st, Samhain, the eve of November 1st. Those were their 2 burning of human sacrifices to the god of death. And of course, this is also from that myth handbook. It says, it's only in recent times that Halloween has been reduced to a minor jollification for children. Most of those who argue for this event argue that it is simply a harmless tradition. Few realize it has always been evil, and the origin of this tradition is something that's still alive today. It did not descend to us as something grounded in a myth from the past. Every feature of Halloween can be traced directly to practices from the past that are still practiced today. Halloween has never symbolized anything good that was perverted somehow. Its symbols and practices always have been directly rooted to paganism, darkness, evil, death, and the occult. Well, what should we do? Let's look at Revelation 21:8. Sadly enough, the biggest opposition to what has been said invariably comes from within professing Christendom. The witches, the occultists, the secular sources all freely call it what it is. Their quotations are filled with what I've already read. What does God think about anything to do with the occult? Well, look at the end of the Bible, Revelation 21, verse 8. It says, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, right there in the middle of that list, idolaters and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You know what God thinks? He thinks so ill of sorcery, the occult, Samhain, witchcraft, necromancy, heptoscopy, and every other thing we've talked about, that those who practice that shall forever be damned from his presence. If we believe God's word, then witchcraft is something that exists and is hated by God. It is an abomination, and all occult practices are under divine condemnation. So what should we do? The true child of God should identify with the purity and holiness of Christ. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, temperance. Not with the powers of darkness or evil. Not with witchcraft. Not with any of that. Who are we to be as Christians? I already read to you 1 Peter 1 at the beginning, 14 and 16. We're to be obedient and holy. What spirit is to be our guide? The Holy Spirit of God. And what are we to avoid contact with? As I already shared, anything that's an abomination of the Lord. As we began, I conclude with verse 16 of 1 Peter 1, which says, God's call to us is, be ye holy, even as I also am holy. and 2 Corinthians 6, come out and touch not the unclean thing. Halloween and everything associated with it has total roots in paganism. God says, come out and don't even touch the unclean thing. So, what's a practical application? We make it our biggest outreach of the year. We park at home, we pray, we prepare. Everybody in the family prays over the tracks. Everybody has a part. We can't wait for them to come to our door. And while one person doesn't drop the candy until the other person can get up and hand them the track, and then you see the parents come scampering in, trying to see what you're doing to their kids, and we pass the track off to them. It's a small way to reach out and to try and bring some light into the darkness of this pagan festival.